Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hendley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Hendley. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Corrales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Culp. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert strikes out. There goes Landrum. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Wine catches it and throws to second to double up Landrum. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Phillies. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine misplays the ball. That's an error on Wine. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo moves to third. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger bunts towards third. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley bunts towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Kessinger moves to third. Landrum moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Landrum scores. Beckert moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beckert moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Rosnovsky interferes with Corrales, who is awarded first base. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp bunts towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. Corrales moves to second. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corrales scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rojas moves to third. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemens strikes out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2. And the Phillies too. The Phillies will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callison. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is safe. Callison steals second. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine strikes out. Two outs. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales is 0 for 0 in the game. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley juggles the ball. That's an error on Hendley. Callison scores. Corrales moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Phillies. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 0 in the game. Culp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley is 0 for 0 in the game. Hendley hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Rojas moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rojas scores. Allen moves to second. It's 4-2, Phillies. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Phillies. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemens hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosnovsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales is 0 for 1 in the game. Corrales hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Rosnovsky interferes with Corrales, who is awarded first base. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp bunts towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. Corrales moves to second. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Phillies. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Bob Hendley. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ruben Amaro now playing first base. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Phillies. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 6, Phillies, 6. Gary Wagner now pitching. Tony Gonzalez now playing left field. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 3 in the game. Wine bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. John Herrenstein pinch hits for Pat Corrales. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. John Herrenstein now playing left field. Tony Gonzalez now playing center field. Clay Dalrymple now catching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Altman pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckert hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. 1 out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas is walked intentionally. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Gonzalez moves to third. Rojas moves to second. Wes Covington pinch hits for Ruben Amaro. Billy Heft now pitching. Tony Taylor pinch hits for Wes Covington. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Billy Sorrell pinch hits for Gary Wagner. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez scores. Rojas moves to third. Allen moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.